Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Well, hey, and welcome to another episode of Brian Gittins and Friends. It's a Christmas edition. Welcome along. Come on, guys.
Oh, you? Wonderful. It's rainbow time.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Charles. We got Paul Fung with us, David.
Round of applause for Paul.
Merry Xmas.
Merry Xmas, Paul. Yeah, You're looking very festive.
Yeah, I love the Xmas time.
You do, don't you?
That's why I always wear all these
antlers.
And not just that, the tail.
The tail.
Embracing the whole look.
Yeah, and the legs.
The hooves.
And the hooves.
Yeah.
And
you've got a big old snout. You put a snout on your face.
Can you hear me speaking properly? Because I've got my funny teeth in.
You just put those in because you weren't speaking like that.
And the red underpants.
Yeah, just
the red underpants.
Yes, and also my jaw is big.
Yeah, what's wrong with your jaw? Is that just mumps?
It's a lot of reindeer. They can get very mumps, and it affects the jaw.
But that's not part of the costume. You're just slightly under the weather.
No, it's not part of the costume. It's part of the characterisation.
Okay,
it's the locked jaw. Okay. Of me. Of the reindeer.
We've literally got a reindeer in the room, not Paul Foot. No, a reindeer.
Obviously,
man.
David, I'm not going to forget you. I'm going to call you the blonde. Give him a nickname. Got a nickname?
My wife.
Pardon?
It's my blonde wife.
Yes.
The blonde Dublin.
Indeed.
Yes. Yeah, David is.
Well, guys, I've got a surprise for you.
Yes.
In the garage here, I'm going to lift up the garage door. I've got a sledge.
Wonderful.
And I thought we could fly to Father Christmas's house because you've got a Christmas list.
I certainly have.
Don't shout.
Sorry. Keep low.
Right. And what is your Christmas list? The three things you want from Christmas?
The three things...
From Father Christmas?
I want a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
I want a Spitfire PJ whole set.
Yeah. Pajamas, you mean?
Pajamas, absolutely. Yeah. And I want a one of those smoothie machines, you know, where you put all the fruit
in. A Nutribullet,
definitely. Yes,
I thought you meant an iron.
An iron?
Yeah, that's a smoothing machine, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very true, very true.
Gets it all smooth.
Yeah, quite right.
I think what do you want, Paul?
Better than a Nutribullet.
Oh, Charles the Robot's on board with us as well.
What do you want, Paul?
What do you want, Paul, for Christmas?
Well, I would like... A tea urn.
A tea urn.
Yeah, really big one.
We can sort that out for him.
Yeah, so that...
Well, not no, you well, know, you don't know what Father Christmas
so
is.
So, I can set up my own business.
As a...
Tea seller.
Okay, you know, like, yeah.
Well, it could be the beginning of being a hotelier.
And that's what you want.
Yeah, I ultimately want to
run a hotel.
Run a hotel, yeah. That's
this is a man
aim.
With a plan.
You're starting off with an urn.
Yeah, the reason I went into comedy 20 years ago is I thought this could be a way in to running a hotel.
And has it proved so?
Well, no, because I haven't really made the next step.
Until now.
A lot of people, they make the mistake, they don't take that next step.
Which is now.
Which is moving away from comedy into the hotel business.
What do you think, David?
I think... You know,
Stop pointing.
Basically, your Christmas gifts have got like a whole entrepreneur business plan attached to them. I just think, oh, that'd be fun to play with that on Boxing Day. You've got a whole Alan Sugar future in front of you.
Well, not everything I have is a business. I mean, it's the broken tables.
Yeah, what happened with those?
Well, it's just a collection of broken tables in a sort of sculpture.
Oh, right.
But, you know, I've tried to sell it.
Can you eat off them?
Can you eat off them at all? Or?
No, because of the slopes. But you can drink. You can drink.
How?
Well,
by pouring it at the top.
You can
and then
pour it at the top and it takes its way all round, but you never know which aperture it's going to come out of.
Ah, but it's almost like a game.
So you have lots of people all around the bottom,
right,
and they all focus on a different aperture.
This sounds incredible. A social event around yours would be amazing. So everyone's like cats on the floor waiting for their drips to come down.
That's right, and they're all at their mouths, a maximum of 17.
Right.
Which, incidentally, is
all
my,
those rules, my, you've got rules.
That's my maximum for an orgy.
Oh, good. Why so?
Never have more than 17 in an orgy.
Why so?
Difficult to keep track of them.
No, you're quite health and safety. You're quite right.
Yes, whereas with 17, you can sort of think, I've seen...
number 16 over there.
Oh, yeah, yes. I've seen that penis before. Yeah. I know that one.
But
more than 17, you can't...
No, you can't keep a track of the penis.
No. Becomes...
Is it peni?
Peni, yes. Yeah.
Peni. I think after 16, it just becomes soulless as well. It's like the last days of Rome.
Right, guys, our reindeers are ready. Are we ready to take off into the sky?
Yes!
Oh, yes.
This is a real festive...
I want a human heart for Christmas.
Oh, what was that, Charles?
I want a human heart for Christmas.
You want a human hug for Christmas?
Well, I could give that if Charles wishes me to give that gift.
Well, when we get to the Father Christmas's house, maybe we can give Charles a human hug.
Let's see what happens.
And we're taking off into the air now.
So this will be quite dramatic.
Yeah, it'll be a lovely moment.
Oh, yeah, really.
This is an Alec Jones moment, this is.
Okay,
this really
I've got
is.
The first question for you, David.
What?
Oh, yes.
What's relentlessly selling his soul to Classic FM for 15 years?
I think so, and Songs of Praise the weekend.
Yeah, Songs of Praise. That's the moment.
Okay, first question, David. If David Edwards, this is from someone or other. If David Edwards was an acronym for things that describe you, what would each letter stand for?
So just briefly, just so I know what's happening, just explain an acronym very briefly.
Well, what would each letter stand for?
D-A-V.
Exactly, David.
Right, from David to Edwards.
David Edwards.
There we go. D would be dangerous. A would be Arsenal. Arsenal, not the football team, but Arsenal as in weapons. Arsenal of weapons.
Why that?
Because you don't want to get on the wrong side of me.
Okay.
Like any man, there's testosterone beneath my flesh.
I don't think so.
Oh, honestly, if you dug deep, there'd be a little stream of testosterone going along there.
Right. I'm struggling to imagine it.
It's not a tsunami of testosterone. It's just a little, you know, a bit like the water that comes down your broken tables. In that style.
I'm struggling to imagine it, and I'm also struggling... Should I say this? But I'm struggling to imagine David in a sex session. Can I imagine that?
I imagine that
you would sort of, like, be terribly polite and then just bail out before it actually started.
It's got to be said that it's a bit like...
Do you think so?
Yes.
Why would you bail out? Do you think that's
I wouldn't bail out. I would help out in the sense that I would be like, you know, handing out napkins or say, oh,
very
that
important.
Person's lonely.
Yeah.
Over. I'd be
why
the host.
Napkins?
Well, it gets messy, doesn't it? Or a bit of African lynx in the air sort of thing, you know, a bit of spray, it gets a bit
doing
moist.
Doing a lot of the admin.
Yeah, the admin.
Behind the scenes
type of thing, you're quite right. Yes. I'm not the movie star in front of the camera.
No, I didn't think you would be.
I'm the director with the megaphone type of thing.
Oh, I love the idea of you walking around the room as it's,
just
you know,
making sure people are okay.
Yeah. Everyone all right?
Getting a high five every now and then. And
why
sort of
a high five?
Well, just to say, well done, I've seen what you've done. That was quite new. So you took risks there and it paid off.
Window cleaning, because they can get steamed up,
yes,
can't they?
Yes, very true.
Very steamed up.
Yeah.
And also writing some comments in the steam, which is like, keep going, you know, something like that, some quite optimistic comments. Because you can lose your way halfway through intercourse, thinking, am I doing it right?
And keep going.
I imagine you'd start off wearing nothing more than your underwear, but gradually would put clothes on as you...
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if you're not having intercourse, you're not warm, are you?
No.
You're actually, you know, so you've got to wander around, so maybe like a tracksuit or something like that, I can whip off quite quickly type of thing.
That's best.
Yeah, sure.
Or a curtain as a cape.
So we got to Arsenal. V?
Volcano.
Why?
Because like dangerous Arsenal Volcano, it's the masculine element of me. I can explode, lava can go everywhere.
Paul's not convinced.
There's a bit of lava there, Paul. You know, it's like a bit like Pompeii. It might take quite a few years for it to game. But if someone hit my button...
More like laughter. I don't think so. Laughter. I don't think anyone's taking it seriously.
No, well, laughter can be quite hot at times.
Do you think you're quite masculine?
I think on the right day in the right situation... Because the thing is, if I'm not masculine, you know, what am I? There's got to be something there.
I don't know, that's what we're all thinking.
Well, that's the case. If I'm not masculine, I'm not feminine.
No, you're not feminine.
So what am I?
Smooth.
We could do... Do you know, I've got to do a bit of a sponsorship thing here. So smooth ties us in beautifully. I'm going to keep this short. It's 2017, make a smart decision. After picking up over 100,000 members, Cornerstone are now so confident that once men try their razor and shaving products, they won't go back to their old razor.
I know.
So you can now get an award-winning razor from just £4, open brackets, with £10 off, close brackets, full stop, dash. Just visit cornerstone.co.uk/gittins to get you started. Let's run through your name quickly again. So I is
intellect.
D.
Oh.
D is damsel. There is a feminine element in there. So it's dangerous arsenal volcano intellect damsel.
E?
E is Ethiopia. I'm quite charitable.
Oh,
does
yes,
that work?
And are quite they, thin as well.
Yes, quite true. Yeah,
D,
there you
we got
go.
Another D.
Dinner. I don't know why I said that. That's inappropriate. No, it can't be that next to Ethiopia. That's too much. Sorry. I'm driven. Ethiopia, and I'm driven. I'm going to help people with my drive.
W.
I'm a wangler. I'm always wangling things out of people.
Oh,
yes. A. A is... aerodynamic.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, you know, I'm quite thin. I can be aerodynamic in the right time if I've got the right energy behind
me. As a human cannon.
As a human cannon, yeah, I'd need the entropy from something else, like some gunpowder or something. Razor.
What's that mean? Well, I'm not doing that again.
No, quite a minute. So it's razor in a more metaphorical sense in that, you know, I can cut through things.
D
is designer.
What?
Designer in the sense that there's an element of je ne sais quoi about me. You know, I'm David Edwards is a designer brand.
Yes.
Simple. I like to keep things simple and basic and keep it to a T.
Okay, Paul, have you got any questions for David you'd like to ask?
Well, yeah.
What about you, Paul Foot? What does Paul Foot stand for?
What does Paul Foot stand for?
P.
Yeah.
For Philistine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
That's an F, isn't it, Philistine?
Well,
no, it's a joke.
A for Aesop.
Oh, that's an E, isn't it?
No, it's another joke. Aesop's fables.
Yeah. Why Aesop's fables?
It's all the different stories, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, you could immerse yourself in those a week.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be worth it, wouldn't it?
We're only on letter two, and I'm already more impressed. It's got to be said.
You.
Uvula.
What does uvula mean?
That's at the back of the throat, isn't it? It's like that thing that hangs down. I've got one.
Have we all got one?
We've all got one, unless you've had it removed in surgery. You know, maybe abnormality.
Right.
No, I think I've still got mine. I hope.
L?
Lupin.
That's a flower.
It's a flower.
That's a beautiful flower.
It's a beautiful flower.
That you want to pick and smell. And
you are, yes?
Yeah, and it sums up...
You know, also
sums up the the way I flower only in the summer
and in the winter.
And in the winter I die back. Yeah. But you need to just prod me a bit with a
and sort of just
yeah, and just
prune you.
Cut me down to 2 inches above the
yes,
bud.
Quite
above
yes.
the bud.
Yeah, and allow me to just to regrow in the spring.
Yeah,
but be careful to keep me cool in case I bud too early. You know. I don't want to bud in January and then I can be killed off by a frost.
Do you suffer from slugs?
Yes, slugs is a major problem. So be sure to put anti-slug treatment
you've
on
me. You've got to now on your knee.
Well, yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
I'll remove those, Paul. Not a problem.
You're quite comfortable with them.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with them, but I know that if they reach my...
Uvula.
Uvula, then I'm finished. So, you know.
F?
F. Foxtrot.
Oh! Yeah.
The Foxtrot. The
Morse code.
Morse code, yeah.
Not the dance.
No, no, the
Morse code.
The Morse code.
Right.
Because yeah. I like to communicate in Morse code.
Try to be my guest.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Do you want to reply, David?
Beep, 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 bum, bum, beep.
I don't think so.
No, no, no.
I apologise.
Inappropriate.
It was inappropriate.
No.
O, oxygen.
You need it.
Given the oxygen of publicity, such as this podcast,
yeah.
I can thrive.
Yeah, yeah. Another O, oxygen again.
Or oryx.
What's oryx?
It's a type of like an antelope, isn't it? In Africa, African
and
antelope.
How, what's that got to do with you?
Well, it could be. I hope you could have a lot of hope for an oryx.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is there was once a lion in Africa, and it was going to kill an oryx.
Yeah.
But then it thought that it was a baby oryx, and then it all got all maternal, and it looked after the oryx.
Okay.
So it's a heartwarming story.
Fascinating.
Okay. And
tarantula.
Oh.
My favourite animal.
Which obviously means...
It's my favourite animal. That's what it means.
Right, that's the end of that. Paul, have you asked David a question?
I haven't, no.
Did he ask you a question?
I haven't
I'm not sure. I think... No.
I've said nothing.
No. No, sorry.
No.
Oh, we're just going through the clouds, everyone.
Oh.
It's a lovely start.
Filling my cheeks.
Oh. Paul, have you got a question for David?
Hey, what would you prefer, love or height? If you had to choose between the two.
Oh.
You're very tall. What would you rather give up? Your love, no love, or would you rather have no height?
It goes without saying I'd happily become a dwarf or midget, whatever the politically correct term
is. The size of a pea...
If my heart is beating with love within that pea.
But you would be the size of a pea. Imagine how difficult it would be to form relationships with anyone.
But I'd hope in this scenario that I found love.
No love. So what was it? Love, but the size of a pea.
Yeah, love, the size of a pea.
Okay.
So it's the size of a pea. That's how tall he is from his feet to the top of his head. And he has to try and, like, pull women and stuff and form relationships, but he's the size of a pea.
But he's obviously successful.
But I am successful at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got a massive magnifying glass and I'm pushed around on a trolley or something.
Yeah, yeah. Women have to look at you through a magnifying glass and they swoon.
Well, I don't care. They can. There's not much swooning happening at the moment, so if there's a magnifying glass that needs to be added to it, it's love all the way, full stop. Get rid of the height.
Think about it, David. Would you really want to be the size of a pea?
But all this love, all this connection, do you know what I mean? Yes, I think out of the two, if I could only have one of those two things, I would happily perform below a magnifying glass and swoon and get the women, turning their shoulders.
But it's not all a bed of roses, David. It doesn't mean everything's going to be all perfect.
No.
You may be the size of a pea in the magnifying glass and all that, but ultimately you could still have a woman who messes you around a bit, tells you lies about how she's single and she isn't, or sort of says she's interested and then backs out
of it. It's a mucky business, love.
You've still got the same problems you've got now.
So intercourse would be an issue, wouldn't it?
Yeah, would be a big issue. Well, you just have to go in and stay in there.
Yes, I don't... The more I think about and analyse it, it's... It is problematic. But, I mean, if I just had height without love, I would just be like Godzilla, like a lizard with a blonde wig, just wandering around,
knocking people over.
And it's lonely. I feel like King Kong, just wandering around London, looking down at people, trying to connect, and I can't.
Right.
So, you know, I wouldn't mind a lover's tiff. You know, a bit of a kind of, you know, oh, Julie didn't call me back. Yes. I mean, Julie hasn't
Can't
even called
you,
originally.
Mate. Can't hear you, you're too small.
I know, that's... Well, we've got electronics now, haven't we? Steve Jobs has come, he's given us iPads and electronic devices, and I'm sure I'd better amplify my voice alongside the actual magnifying glass. So I need a magnifying glass, Dolby surround sound.
Although your voice would be very high-pitched, so any dogs would be able to hear it.
These are problems.
I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be all easy.
No, I mean,
wouldn't
life is a bit of roses.
Just go around, little bit tall, little bit awkward, maybe rejected day after day, but you're the right height.
No, I might have just be in prison on my own in an island. You need to have that connection with other human souls.
Yeah.
So I'd have a glass dome over me to ensure that dogs don't get to me. The glass dome would have a magnifying glass on it straight away. So when I look up, my massive head would appear at the top. Yes. And then there'll be some kind of audio device. I haven't worked out yet, but I'm sure if we went to Argus, you'd be able to get the necessary speakers.
Fair enough. But I just want to make it clear that as you are now, I'm not interested in you for friendship. I'm not interested in being your friend like you are.
I know, and that's why, yeah. Paul, I'm happy to go the size of a pea
to be
so
Paul's
we can
friend.
Bond, yes.
Yeah, I would be your friend.
Yes, absolutely. Shrink away, friend, then let's go to Pizza Hut. Let's make this happen. Let's bond. I'm happy to make that move, definitely. Yeah.
All right, then.
Oh, yeah. Lovely stuff. Well, yes. Guys, what can we see now? Where are we now? We are in some kind of magical realm, are we not?
It seems we're angels.
Is it Sweden?
Yeah, it is Sweden.
Look at the mountains.
Oh, no. I think it's Solihull.
It's Solihull. We're flying over Solihull. Is this the way to
beautiful.
That land?
Yeah, it's one of the ways.
Right.
Yeah, sort of around there. Avoiding the M6 toll road.
We are. There's no congestion here. We're just moving. Can you just feel the clouds against your face? It's beautiful. It's like moisturiser.
Yeah. Oh, can you hear the jingle bells?
Oh, I can.
Oh, that's lovely.
That,
isn't
that
it?
Means we're on our way to Father Christmas's
of
home.
Course
surely
it does.
It does.
Of course it does.
Isn't jingle bells in copyright, so we can't listen to it, can we?
Oh, that's a very good point.
Maybe
we can
do
imagine
a little
it.
Twist on it.
Yeah, we can imagine it.
Yeah. Do you want to do a little twist on jingle bells? Sing some. Maybe reverse it.
Hang on, hey, hung
no, that's hey. The same.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What about...
That's nice. Oh, this is festive. Lovely stuff.
I was going to have another question for David.
Yeah, let's go to one of your questions.
Would you rather... A big pressure on the head, so it could explode at any moment.
Right.
Or all your holidays must be in Wales.
That's a very... I would have all my holidays in Wales. Yeah. I think the idea of a big pressure exploding in my head... Because, I mean, you've got to think it through.
Yeah.
And I think it could be a case of if that pressure exploded quite horrifically, there was just like blonde hair everywhere and bits of skull, I'm not going to go on holiday anywhere. So you've got to do the maths, really, haven't you? And also the Welsh, I think they're a nice community. I could quite happily spend some time with the Welsh.
Very nice people.
They are very nice.
Yeah.
So I would avoid the pressure in the head, the blood clot or the bullet or whatever it's going to be. And I would embrace the Welsh people. And their culture and their day-to-day life.
The pressure wouldn't be like blood, though. It would be all like lovely blue liquid would come out, which is all lovely and makes everyone all laughing, happy. But it would be really... so it would be all nice.
No,
but it would be all painful having all the pressure of it. And you know at any moment, whoa, the blue liquid will come out and everyone will be all laughing and happy.
So everyone's laughing, but I'm in pain?
So there's a positive end to the...
Yes.
The pressure.
Well, you're not in pain once the pressure... It's a bit like milking a cow. You know, every day or so, the head will... and all the blue liquid will come out and you'll feel all... Oh, the pressure will go in and you'll feel all right. And you'll know you've given all those people a laughter and happiness.
I would go with the blue water.
But agony.
Is it water? Did you say it was water?
Well, it's quite thick and sludgy.
Sort of liquid.
Like the sort of thing Noel Edmonds would have used in a house in the 1990s.
Yes,
yeah.
Like
blue gungy.
I would go with the blue gunge. It would be a crucifixion every morning. It would be painful, but the resurrection would be worth it.
Yes.
I think, and also everyone would be cheering, oh, and also everyone would be thinking, oh, the blonde explosion should be happening any time now. Do you know what I mean? Let's be ready for it. I'd be like a massive zit exploding.
Yeah.
I'd be the centrepiece.
So you're not that bothered about Wales?
No, sorry. You know, I might still visit them or talk to them via Skype or whatever, or just, you know, Google them every now and then to make sure they're okay. But I think it's blonde pressure dome yes. of...
Blonde pressure
you
dome.
You like to point out your blondness of your
yeah,
head.
I don't quite know
lot,
why. I don't know why that is. I'm not boasting. I don't quite know why that that keep coming up.
Do but, you know, this is not very positive, but I've got a bit of torture equipment here. It's like a blonde...
Oh, lovely.
It's like a, not a blonde, it's a head cage.
Oh, yes.
So would you like to put it on David's head, Paul?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to.
Oh, okay. Does he need to put that on me, or...?
So Paul's putting the cage on.
It's quite cold, so
David's
very comfortable.
Head, and just tamping it together.
Yeah, that's... that's not very nice. Brian, how long do I have to keep this on for?
For the rest of the podcast, I think.
Really?
You kind of got a metal grill there.
Yeah, my nose is against it, being pressed against it as I speak.
Do you want to stop turning the screw, Paul?
Stop turning it.
Start turning
it. Oh, start,
you're,
yeah.
You're right, yeah.
You haven't started already. I feel pretty stuck here already. that's my earlobes. You're going to my earlobes.
How does it feel, David?
Not nice. It feels like I've got a horrific head cold.
Okay. One more turn?
No, I prefer... Oh, it's going to my cheeks now, and it's going to my chin.
Okay, let's leave it like that.
I feel like a battery head.
Is everyone feeling festive?
Oh, very. It's on its way.
Stop shouting.
Sorry. Quite right.
Very excited, isn't he, David?
Have you ever been to Father Christmas's house before, Paul?
Yeah, I've been, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it anticlimax?
Under false pretenses, I should point out.
What do you mean? Explain.
Well, I made out that I was a Liberal Democrat councillor. But I wasn't.
No.
I had no affiliation with the Liberals.
Right.
No, I shouldn't have been there.
Okay.
I said I was talking to them about the...
So have you met him?
Well, I didn't really get quite that far.
You met his wife and his twin daughters.
Yeah, the twin elves.
Yeah. They're sort of like the daughters from The Shining, aren't they?
Yeah, lovely pair of elves they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, very...
What are their names?
Lucinda and Janice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And his wife's name?
Beryl. Beryl Gammon.
Beryl Gammon?
Yeah.
Not Claus?
No, Gammon. She's kept her maiden name.
Okay.
Of Gammon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to their house? Have you ever met Beryl Gammon?
Never. I mean, I'd love to.
Well, you're going there now.
Well, absolutely.
So.
You seem as though it's a bit of an anticlimax. You don't... Because, I mean, meeting Santa and the family...
Well, you didn't meet Santa, did you?
He met
his wife.
He was
one step away from him.
He was upstairs on the internet.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Doing what?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to ask.
I can imagine Santa on the internet. That's a bit of a letdown straight away, isn't it?
Why?
Well, I can imagine him in the workshop building things, not just, buying stuff on Amazon for everyone.
Well, that's what he was doing. I don't think it was that, to be honest.
No, right, okay. No. Just doing whatever.
Right.
Any
just,
man
general
needs to do
things.
In between
so
their work.
When they opened the door to you, what did you say to them?
Well, I said, hello, I'm from the Liberal Democrats. Are you interested in voting in the election?
Yeah.
And they said, that you're not. Have you got any proof of identity? I said, no. I said, look, I'll admit it. I've no affiliation with any political party.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be here.
And off you went with the tail between your legs.
Well, no, they said, would I like to come in for a few minutes? They said. So I said, all right. And so I went
in. Yeah. And anything happened in those few minutes?
Well, they were in the middle of their wallpapering.
Right.
They were doing a lot of redecorating. So
right.
I don't think it was convenient time. It
must have been awkward.
Yeah, Janice and the other one.
Lucinda,
they were... You've got a good memory, you're better than me.
Well, I've met them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, I've met them too.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were busy gluing.
Yeah.
And putting that glue that you have to put on the wallpaper.
Yeah, wallpaper paste.
Yeah, wallpaper paste. But they were getting it all uneven. There were lots of rucks.
Right.
Rucks in the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
And then off you went.
Anyway, yeah, it was at that point that Lucinda made the revelation.
What?
She's a lesbian.
Ah.
Yeah.
It always happens at Christmas time.
That's normally when you wake up, isn't it, when you hear that word?
Yeah, well, it's a word that does have a certain attraction to it. So
that's when the evening with the... comes to an abrupt end.
It does. I don't know, women, it's an interesting
drinks,
mix.
Pizza Hut, it all looked... Like it was going the right way, and then suddenly the revelation.
A lesbian right turn avenue
yeah.
type of thing, which wasn't planned, but fair enough.
Right, I've got another question from the internet. People.
Please, let's use the Google.
Second question from someone called Vaughan Earl.
Vaughan Earl?
Vaughan Earl. If you could have a new name, what would it be?
I think I'd want something. Even more masculine, and it sounds more like a brand name. So it's got.
Do you want to be more masculine, David?
I think so. Yeah. Why? I didn't realise it at the beginning of this podcast. If you said to me, David, do you want to be more masculine? I'd say no. I think I'm masculine enough. But as we've discussed it, I think there needs to be a bit more testosterone there.
Would you like me to punch the stuffing out of you? Give you a real going over,
like a teddy boy sort of, a proper guy beating me up in an alleyway.
You know, knock some sense into you. Knock a bit of, you know, get a little bit of.
If we think there could be some sense knocked in here, knock away. Gosh, that hurt. That's going to leave a bruise.
Is that the noise you make when I'm about to start? Because I haven't started yet.
I'm just preempting myself.
That's the
you're
noise
quite
you
right.
Do,
just,
yeah.
just preparing myself. It's all rehearsal life, isn't it? Just one big rehearsal.
Is it?
Well, I suppose it isn't really, because once you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah. Are you?
I think you might be. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I've been dead for ages.
Goodness, this is a revelation. Do you mean spiritually dead or?
Well, I mean, before I was born, I was dead for like hundreds of years.
This is true.
So
that's a bit of a brain twister.
That's my normal state.
Look at David.
That
he's
is
got
a very true.
Stop valid... pointing.
Sorry,
David.
I have to ruin it. Don't know with my pointing finger. That's a very true element. That is your normal state, dead, just not being here.
I've been alive for 42 years, but dead for much longer than that.
I wasn't there when McEnroe lifted the Wimbledon plates. McEnroe.
Okay, yeah.
I might have been, actually. That was the 70s. I don't know. Hitler, I wasn't around for him. Do you know what I mean? You're quite right. Do you know what I mean? The majority of the time, I was dead. I wasn't here. That's very true.
I'm here.
Here.
Got your H's.
Absolutely. You've got to keep... Whilst I am here, let's respect grammar.
Dave,
here.
What name would you choose?
It would be something, it'd be something like, okay, it'd be like Don. Very masculine, but then Donald, which has got a sort of very sort of upper element. So it's a
word. An upper element?
An upper class. I'm talking about social hierarchy. So Donald Edwards, it'd be quite nice.
What about
Don?
Something like Pavleshe Fortigananta III. You know, something that gives a bit more mystery.
I would like the idea. You could wear a cape around town if your name
was that. Okay, well, here we go. Yeah, that's your name now. So if we imagine I'm meeting you for the first time. Oh, hello, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Janakatatsa.
No, what Paul said.
Pavlafalastra Vishabhidastanklastra III.
Hello, what's your name?
Pichikaragaska Telakokondaska Dututa III. That's pretty close. That was, you know, it's my new name. I've got to get used to it. I need to, obviously, like they do
or
with dinosaurs,
Don.
Break it down.
That or Don.
That or Don. Or the Don. Do you see what you can... it's very flexible, like water, that name.
Genuinely, would you want to be called Don?
Don. Donald. I think it's got an element. Don, how's it going?
I don't think you would want to be called that.
Yeah, I don't think you're not a Don. You know that.
Yeah, I suppose I do deep down. Don's not working.
At heart, you're a...
It needs to be something, maybe like a John. That
Prunella.
Would be quite good.
Prunella.
Prunella, that's a bit feminine though, isn't it? Prunella.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Prunella. Prunella.
Prunella. Prunella. I want a very clear masculine male name that just says phallic. You know, something really quite, just got a pair of testicles hanging off it. You know,
what about Cockershove?
Cockershove.
Yeah,
that would be
masculine.
Good as a surname.
Yes.
John Cockershove.
it's masculine, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? John Cockershove. Don Cockershove.
How about Penis Cockershove?
Penis Cockershove.
Oi, penis!
The thing is, what happened there, Paul, is that you've got people on the street, they wouldn't meet you halfway with that. They would try and turn it into something comedic and crude. You can imagine the builders on the scaffolding. I know where you're going with it. And you're moving along with great faith. You're trying to boost my male psyche. But then we just
give
urinate
some more
on it.
Names, Paul.
Some more names.
Maybe five quick names.
Bulge.
That's good as a surname. Mr. Bulge. David Bulge. John Bulge.
Parcel Force.
Parcel
Force.
Yeah.
The force of a parcel. Imagine
parcel
how strong
force.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Parcel Force.
Anymore?
Your wife's waiting for you.
Anymore?
Yellow Fever.
I like that.
Strong.
Yellow Fever. David Yellow Fever.
Yeah.
That's it. I have two others. Give me two more. But Yellow Fever I do like. David Yellow Fever.
Ashnashley.
That'd be quite nice as like a David Ashnashley Yellow Fever.
Last one,
like a
Paul?
Middle name.
Big Man. Big Man.
It's like Big Mac the McDonald's or Big Man or...
It's like a mixture between Big Mac, which is strong, Big Mouth and Big Man all together. Big Man.
That's okay. Unique.
So what's your name? Hello, pleased to meet you. What's your name?
My name is David Big Mac.
Okay, so we're just about to land in Lapland, everyone.
Oh, lovely. Oh.
We should stop at this service station quickly and get some more fuel for this lid.
That's a good idea. Wise. I thought we were in Lapland.
Very wise.
So we're just going to stop at the service station.
The pumps are manned by elves.
The pumps are manned by elves.
Paul. What a lovely touch. We're in Lapland, it's official.
A bit old-fashioned, isn't it? I mean, there's an elf self-service.
There. There's an elf. Don't ignore the elf, Paul. It's right by
Go
your
away,
side.
Elf. I hate you.
Oh.
Self-service now.
Have you got a history of elves?
It's elf service.
Elf service.
Elf service. Yeah. That's very
Thank
good.
You. Okay, take us off. What's the name of the reindeer?
Goosebite.
No, Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph.
Do you think I'm too aggressive with that elf?
You're absolutely fine.
Rudolph, you showed him.
Goosebite and Rudolph has Goosebite flown us Rudolph. Up into the air
into
again.
Into the future.
Oh, my God. So we're going to be landing at Father Christmas.
I shouldn't have said those things to the elf.
No, you
but
had
But I
every
hated
right
it.
To. Why?
Well, I just didn't like it.
He was rude. No. He was verbal GBH all the way. He was rude to you.
Yeah, so it was a horrible little
chucking
thing.
Chucking F-bombs at you.
Every episode, Paul, we have a golden question section where David gets to ask the guest a question, so...
Oh, I'm the guest, am I?
Yeah, you're the guest.
I didn't know.
Yes. Oh, you're the guest.
I thought David was the guest. That's why I've been asking all the questions.
No.
I thought
no,
you'd
you're...
got me in, because no. you had a guest to answer.
No, no,
you I thought
the...
you were running out of ideas.
No,
you got
no,
me
no.
in to help a bit, ask the guest questions.
No, you're the guest, Paul.
Oh, so David's a regular.
Yeah. He's
well, you couldn't have told me. You didn't tell me anything.
Right? You're one of the main... Without you, this is nothing.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Brian. I am merely in the background. But I like a piece of furniture in the house. I'm always here.
Have you got a question for David?
I certainly...
For Paul. Have you got a question for Paul, the golden questions?
I certainly have. Here is my golden question,
yeah.
And it's very Christmas-based. Do you, and I do suffer from this myself, do you suffer horrifically with the January blues?
No.
Do you feel... Oh, simple as that. You don't feel...
Okay, that's the end of that
section. Oh, that's the end of that one.
Well, it's either it's a yes-no, isn't it?
It is. Really? I didn't think
because it is a Christmas special, why don't we ask Brian the golden question?
Why don't you ask me a golden question?
Absolutely.
The Christmas blues?
The January... Do you suffer from the January blues, sir?
No.
There we go. No, yes. Different men, different needs.
Do you suffer from the...
I get a massive slump. A massive, what's it called? Dopamine chemicals in the brain just drop when January rears its head. I just feel, you know, the tinsel comes down, the Radio Times doesn't have a snowman on the front anymore, and it's just a real low.
Why don't you try Birds of Prey? Immerse yourself in the world of Birds of Prey.
Have you found that when you've been depressed, you've embraced Birds
yes,
of Prey?
Yes, I embrace them. Not too hard, because it can kill them.
Yeah. Yes, very true.
But yes, put your arms around an eagle and let its wings envelop your face, David. And you will be healed. And also get, you know, you've got. There's a lot to be done. Cleaning out the Bird of Prey.
So you mean like adopt an eagle?
Little hutch, you know, all the little...
You mean actually adopt an eagle or a kestrel?
Yeah, adopt one.
I thought you meant read up about it in the library, but actually own one.
Train one to do tricks and, like, swoop down and catch things.
Do you know what? I should do that. I've got a week left in December. I could work now, go on eBay, get myself an eagle. Come January, I've got a distraction.
Yes.
It's a solution I'm being given here.
Groom it, preen its feathers.
What else can you do with eagles?
Well, you can also make a sculpture of one.
Yeah,
you could do. And also, do I may be wrong about this, but can they get fish out of the sea, or is that a different bird?
That is.
Well, you're asking the right man.
That is a kingfisher.
That's a kingfisher.
You need a kingfisher for that.
Which is not a bird of prey. I just suddenly thought you could have it go fishing for you and suddenly sort of knock on the window with its little beak and it's got a few trouts hanging out the side
of
its mouth.
It's a sort of bird of prey. I don't think it's officially a bird of prey, but, you know, it does prey on fish. It's the kingfisher. It's the best fisher, the kingfisher.
So if I could have a kingfisher, that would really be the one for me, I think. I'd groom it, I'd treat it with tricks and treats. It would do a trick, I'd give it a treat. And then for lunch and dinner, it would swoop into the local river and get me some salmon or trout and whatnot. I'd create a stew. And
guys, we're landing the sledge now.
Right, where everybody, for the benefit of the listeners at home, we've landed in the courtyard of Father Christmas's house.
Oh,
you're
my
obviously
goodness.
Aware of that you've been
I know,
here,
I've been here before.
Under false pretenses.
Although it's a little bit different since the redecorations.
Well, it was
the wallpaper.
Down.
Yeah, it was, yes. Shortly after
was
I
it?
Left.
Yes, yes.
Goodness me.
But if you can you see that enormous outbuilding over there?
Oh, yes, yes.
That is where all the presents are made. So if we tiptoe over and
oh,
look
wonderful.
Through the window, maybe Paul.
When you say tiptoe, you mean we shouldn't be here? We're trespassing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't think we should be here, really, because you know. But you know, you've got your list with you, yes?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
So if
yes.
we tiptoe over, and if you tell everyone at home what we can see through the windows,
I'm a bit concerned about the fact that we're trespassing and we shouldn't be here.
It's too late now, Paul.
I mean, tiptoe. I think I'm gonna call out. Help! Help!
Oh, Paul, what have you done?
Well...
This is going to be embarrassing.
Look who's standing in the doorway.
It's Father Christmas!
Hello, lads.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Is that him, Paul? Do you recognise him, the man on the internet?
Well,
are you in the line?
Oh, yeah, from the web. I only saw him for about...
Welcome.
I opened the door just a fraction.
Could you turn around so we could see your...
He's
behind.
Just said welcome.
Oh, well, hello. Thank you. Welcome to... Well, why don't you live here?
How can I help you?
Well, basically...
We're trespassing.
We're trespassing. We're doing a podcast. Paul's feeling uncomfortable that we shouldn't... You know, we haven't sorted this out.
I'd have thought...
What is podcast?
What is podcast? What is pod? What is podcast?
It's people sit in room... for up to 1 hour to help their careers.
Yeah, it's basically people who aren't good enough to have a radio show.
Oh, to publicise things.
Yes, that's it.
Sounds cool.
PR.
It is cool. Right, but David here, I do the podcast with every episode, which
Paul
wasn't aware
of.
He's got a Christmas...
What is David?
What is David? I don't know what...
I'm a human being, I'm in my late 30s, and I'm looking for love.
A blonde bombshell.
Yes, well known as a blonde bombshell.
Now, you've got a Christmas...
Sounds cool.
It is cool.
It is cool, thanks for the compliment.
Have you got a Christmas list to give to Father Christmas?
I have. Father Christmas, here is my list. There we go, your big... big hands and your reindeer gloves. Thank you very much.
Do you
much.
Want to sit on my knee?
If that's possible, I would like that greatly. Are you tricking me, or is that you definitely going to let me do that? Because that would be a real dream come true.
Okay, well, he sat...
And whisper the list in my ear.
Okay, well, he sat down on his chair. Why don't you sit?
Okay, thank you very much.
He's got a little bench outside his house.
I'm on the left thigh here, both buttocks.
And whisper the list in my ear.
Okay. I'd like a Rubik's Cube.
Why are you talking like that?
Quieter.
I'm whispering.
Yeah, but you...
Quieter.
I'd like a Rubik's...
Quieter.
Sorry. I would like a Rubik's Cube.
Quieter.
I would like a Rubik's
Cube. Quieter. Quieter.
And some roller skates. That's all, Santa Claus. Yeah. That's everything I need. That's everything I need.
Are they still doing that there today?
Do you want to sit on Father Christmas's knee, Paul?
Please do, Paul.
Yeah, on the other knee.
Yes, there we go.
Paul, David sat on one knee. Now Paul's just sat on the other knee.
Oh, yes, yes.
So talk to Father Christmas.
Hello, Father Christmas. Are you all right?
Hello. You are huge.
You are huge?
Yes, I'm a lot bigger than David, surprisingly, aren't I?
Very heavy.
Yes, heavy legs. Did you want something, Father Christmas? Because I'm finding this a little bit embarrassing. I'm sitting on your knee, and you're very slow.
What presents you want, Chunky?
What presents do you want, Chunky?
Well, I would like some perfume, please, like you can get from duty free on the plane that people buy.
Yummy.
Yeah, nice perfume. I don't know what type, but just like the best type, please. Like those ones you get that push it down.
Okay.
Down the cart, and people say, oh, a perfume. Oh, it's a flight from Malaga. We must buy perfume. Well, I'd like some of that, please, but without having to pay, I'd like you to just give it to me as a gift.
Is that it?
And also, I would like a representation of Moses, like either in a sculpture form or a painting or a stained glass window with Moses on it, parting the sea, so that I could learn about that aspect of the Bible.
We are out of sculptures. Is this window okay?
No, I don't like it. It's
Oh.
Shoddy workmanship. So I cancel that order, thank you.
Can I sit on... Obviously, there's not a knee available, but can I sit on...
Right on.
Can I sit in the middle?
Yes, sit on my head.
Please do, Brian. Here we go.
Let's make room for you. I want to sit sort of on the lap.
On the lap. It is Lapland, after all.
Well said.
Yes, sit on my middle.
I'll sit on your middle.
Oh, yes. A Keith Chegwin autobiography. All biography.
You want something else, yeah?
Yeah, that's another thing I want.
Okay.
But I don't know whether he's even written a biography, but could... If there isn't, could you write one, please, Father Christmas?
Should we end on a Christmas song?
Please. What is Christmas about music?
Let's end on an improvised Christmas song that we've
heard before. Yes, please.
It's the first time it's going to leave our lips. Okay? You do the first verse, I'll do the second, Paul can do the third, and then we'll end with a joint chorus. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year. Let's end on a song.
A musical note. Holy Christmas time, it's here for us every time. Christmas is all around, let us embrace it one more time.
Just helping you get your note there.
Holy Christmas time, da 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 da. Let us embrace it. Da 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 da. I'm feeling uncomfortable, Paul. Shall we just.
Little donkey, little donkey, alone in the stables. Little donkey, hurt his hoofing in pain.
Little donkey,
lay his suffering below.
Little donkey,
died on Christmas Day.
Little donkey.
Ring your bells, everybody, and Merry Christmas!
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone!
I'm singing Jingle Bells again, but backwards.
Merry
Christmas, everybody!
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.